Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Southworth. Batting second. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The second baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Irish Musel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Heinie Groh. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Gowdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Bentley. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jack Bentley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Pinky Pittenger. Batting third. The shortstop, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth takes first base on ball four. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs strikes out. There goes Southworth. The throw from Gonzalez to Fragaw, and Southworth is out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a fly ball into center field. Southworth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel strikes out. One out. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith strikes out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball four. Gonzalez moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial. Adams reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez scores. Grimm scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pittenger takes first base on ball 4. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Fragaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Gowdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gowdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Bentley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bentley takes first base on ball 4. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Southworth hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Adams fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffith bunts towards the mound. Bentley fields it and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to second. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gowdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Youngs moves to third. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fragaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Youngs scores. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adams scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander bunts in front of the plate. Gowdy fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. 2 outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-1 in the game. Groh hits a line drive into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hank Gowdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gowdy is 0-for-1 in the game. Gowdy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0-for-2 in the game. Fragaugh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gowdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffith hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Griffith moves to third. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Griffith scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Southworth. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez moves to third. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Weiss hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Southworth who is chasing the ball. Weiss reaches third base with a triple. Gonzalez scores. Grimm scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Kent Greenfield now pitching. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiss tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Cubs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pittenger takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0-for-3 in the game. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Kent Greenfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Southworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Youngs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Cubs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Griffith. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fraga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffith hits a pop-up towards third. Groh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Griffith moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Griffith moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Griffith scores. Gonzalez moves to third. Grimm moves to second. It's 8-3, Cubs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gowdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Greenfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 2 in the game. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Cubs. Jack Scott pinch hits for Hank Gowdy. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg now playing first base. Kent Greenfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freiberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Grover Hartley now catching. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0-for-4 in the game. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Greenfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-to-4, Cubs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Greenfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Southworth hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and three walks. He's got three RBIs. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freiberg moves to third. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Freiberg scores. Weiss moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-to-4, Cubs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pittenger hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 3 in the game. Musial hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 3 in the game. Groh hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fragoff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Jackson moves to second. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fragoff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.